I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When natural disasters strike, there are obstacles that everyone faces, like where to go for safety and how to find clean water. However, the deaf community faces additional hurdles. Jason Sir with Deaf Bible Society says the biggest struggle for deaf people in disaster situations is communication. Sign language isn't always helpful. Deaf Bible Society has set up a GoFundMe to raise support for the needs of the deaf community affected by Hurricane Harvey in Texas. The goal is to raise $20,000. Currently, they have almost one quarter of the funds raised. We'll give you the link to donate at missionnews.org.
And also pray that people would be touched to donate to that as well, and pray for the deaf community to find groups that they can connect with and they can help them as well with their situation.
And it's been almost 4 years since the Ukrainian crisis began, but once the fighting subsides, rebuilding will take years. Needless to say, the Ukrainian people have faced destruction with little aid, and now some of it is about to leave. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
It seems like a lot of the aid organizations that were there in the beginning are beginning to phase out. So a lot of the aid organizations that are helping out, maybe the government level and from different countries of the world, they're beginning to withdraw.
Soon this war-battered region of Ukraine is going to be left to itself. But SGA is helping meet both the physical and spiritual needs of the Ukrainian people through its Crisis Evangelism Fund. However, it can only reach a fraction of the people, and you can help. You can start by praying the Ukrainian people's needs aren't only met, but also the gospel will change their lives, and pray for the conflict to end. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News. Service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.